Dobro, tisto, kar smo si do zdaj ogledali, ne, je, smo si pogledali malčko po prevodniške gradnike ta prvo in potem smo si pogledali malčko, kako te stvari mirimo pri visokih frekvencah. Ne. Zdaj moramo pogledati, kaj iz teh gradnikov naredimo. Ne. Mi tisto stvar, kar bi radi naredili, je neka radijska zveda. Ne, pa nema zelo tajnik, ne? Ki daje eno moč od tajnika na svojo oddajno ceno, ne? Zvezda, ne? Imam neko sprejemno anteno, ne? Imam nek sprejemnik tukaj. Na izhodu, dobro, iz antene dobim moč v sprejemnik, ne? Ampak na izhodu, mene kar me ne zanima toliko, koliko je moči, ker jaz lahko tukaj ojačanje tega sprejemnika lahko nastavljam. Ne? V starih časih, ne, če pogledali ste knjige izpred, tam še 50 let nazaj so rekli, ja pa elektronke so drage in v sprejemnik ne moramo več dati več kot toliko elektronk, zaradi tega si ne moramo prošli več ojačanja. To ni res. Tudi elektronke so bile dovolj poceni, da se jih dali dati poljubno, omejitev je nekje druge, se pravi, ni tam poljubno ojačanje, pač pa omejitev je tukaj razmerje signal šum. Ne? Kakšno razmerje signal šum imamo na izhodu sprejemnika, kjer kaj nas zdaj moti tukaj, ne? Moti nas toplotni šum, kar ga polovi antena, ne? Moti nas lahko toplotni šum, kar se prikrade v samem sprejemniku, ne? Imam lahko tudi motnje drugih oddajnikov, ne? So, what we did up to now, in these 4 weeks, we looked a little bit at the devices we have available to process radio frequency, high frequency signals, including last time methods of measuring these devices at high frequencies, what are the problems, but now we have to arrange these devices into a working radio link. So we look at a radio link, we have a transmitter, that has power, have an antenna, we have a radio link to the receiving antenna, and on the receive side you have a receiver. And here what many people think wrong here is that actually we cannot achieve enough amplification in the receiver. If you look at old books, 50 years old books, they say, vacuum tubes are expensive, we cannot afford more than a certain amount of vacuum tubes, that limits our receiver. This is not true. The real problem is that we can afford any gain we want here, even with expensive vacuum tubes. We can afford any gain we want, not minding semiconductors. We can afford any gain we want. The real problem is the signal-to-noise ratio and the output of our receiver. Where does the signal-to-noise ratio come from? It comes from thermal noise. Thermal noise is here. So thermal noise can be corrected by the antenna. And also here, it also comes inside the receiver. All active devices, even passive devices, generate thermal noise. So thermal noise is certainly something we cannot avoid, and we may also have interference. Here we have interference. How to calculate the received power from the transmitted power? We talked about that at the antenna and propagation course. So the received power in free space is just transmitted power times gain of the transmit antenna, gain of the receive antenna, times lambda over 4 pi distance square. Ne?
Se pravi, kako izračunati sprejeto moč signala, korisnega signala, je moč oddajnika, v praznem prostoru je to Friesova enačba, moč oddajnika, dobitki obeh anten lambda za 4 pi r na kvadrat. Ne, tu smo se pogovarjali pri antenah, bomo imeli te stvari. Nič nismo rekli, kaj dosti še o šumu, no pr antene smo rekli nekaj o šumu antene, ampak kaj dosti naprej o šumu se nismo pogovarjali. Ne? Kar bi mi pri tem predmetu izpustili, ker je bolj stvar organizacije, kako se dogovorimo z drugimi, so motnje. Ne? Motnje pač zavisi od tega, kako smo se dogovorili, kako bomo en frekvenčen pas uporabljali. In to je bolj stvar razširjena, kako bomo izkoristili naravne zakonitosti, razširjene lastnosti anten, da bomo omejili motnje. Ne? So, about the signal strength, we talked this at the antenna course, how do we compute the signal course. We are going to talk at the antenna course, we are going to talk about the antenna noise, how much noise is collected by the antenna. We are going to give a detailed derivation at the antenna course. But we are not going to talk right now about interference. Interference is also a design parameter. How many users we want to fit in a certain volume? What is the probability that we will have interference? So interference depends on the spacing of the interfering users, on the radiation patterns of the antennas, and this is not a topic of high frequency technology, it's more a topic of radio propagation, radio wave propagation, it is a topic of designing a radio system. We have to talk about the thermal noise. Se pravi, ne bomo se pogovarjali zdaj, kako motnje preprečiti drugi, to je stvar razširjena, kakšne antene izberemo, kakšne smerne diagrame imamo, kam postaviti, kje dovolimo motilce, na kakšnih razdaljih dopustimo, to je stvar druge. Ampak danes smo pogovarjali o toplotnem šumu. Ne? No in kaj lahko rečemo o toplotnem šumu? Ne? Toplotnen šum vsekakor je poglavitna vrsta šuma, je skoraj glavni per frekvencah pod nekje 100 GHz, ker velja Rayleigh-Jeansov približek. So thermal noise is the main noise contribution at frequencies below 100 GHz when the Rayleigh-Jeans approximation of the Planck black body radiation law, the law of black body radiation Planck law, is the Rayleigh-Jeans approximation is valid, and it is the only source of noise in a radio communication. So, u radijskih zvezdah je tu edina vrsta šuma. Ne? Kaj lahko povemo o toplotnem šumu? Če jaz imam dva enaka upora, ne? To en upor R in še enak upor R. In ta dva upora sta povezana po eni prenosni poti, ki ima omejeno pasovno širino, ne, se pravi, pasovno sito narišem, brezizgubno, ne, ki ima pasovno širino B, ne, ta B je jasno manjši od teh naših 100 GHz, ne. Kaj lahko rečem zdaj? Ja, če je uporasta enaka, ne, če se ta upor nahaja na temperaturi T1, ta upor pošilja v tej smeri na drugemu uporu moč P1, ki je enaka pasovna širina krat Boltzmannova konstanta krat temperatura 1. Ne? V obratni smeri, ne? Se pravi, če se ta upor nahaja na temperaturi T2, ta bo pošiljal v upor 1, moč, ki je enaka pasovna širina, krat Boltzmannova konstanta, krat T2. Ne? Jasno, kaj se zgodi, če P2, ne, tukaj. Če tako moči potujejo, to je preprosto naravni zakon toplotnega ravnovesja. Ne? Če sta dva upora povezana med sabo, čez čas se bo njihova toplota, temperatura izenačila, ne? Ker če ta upor daje večjo moč, kot ta upor, se bo ta upor ohlajal in ta se bo grel. Ne? Če ta oddaja moč se hladi, če ta prejema moč se greje. Ne? So how to explain the Rayleigh jeans approximation in simple words with simple electrical components? If we have two identical resistors here, their value doesn't matter. I just want that they are identical. They're identical in the resistive value, but the temperatures are different. These two resistors are connected with some kind of transmission line that has a limited bandwidth. Of course, this bandwidth is much less here than the 100 GHz limit of Rayleigh jeans approximation. What happens? The first resistor, at temperature T1, is sending a power P1 to the second resistor that's equal to the bandwidth times Boltzmann constant times temperature of the first resistor. In the other direction, if this resistor is not at zero absolute temperature, then this resistor sends a power P2 that's equal to bandwidth of the system, a bandwidth of the communication here of the transmission line, times Boltzmann constant times T2. In simple words, this is simply the natural law of thermal equilibrium. After a certain time, for instance, if this resistor is hotter, this one is sending more power here than the other resistor is returning back. So this resistor sending more power than he is receiving, it's actually cooling down. And the colder resistor is heating up, is warming up. So the hotter resistor is cooling down, the colder resistor is warming up. And after a certain time, both resistors will achieve the same temperature. So this is just a law of thermal equilibrium. How much power do we have here? Koliko imamo moći? Ja u sve zavisi o tem čudežu koji mu rečemo Boltzmannova konstanta. Ne? Taka B je, ne? 1,38 približno, ampak tukaj so še številkice naprej. Nič 5 pa naprej še. Krat 10 na minus 23 džulu na stopinjo Kelvina. So, the Boltzmann constant is 1.38 plus many decimal figures here, but there are a few zeros. 1.38, 0.05 and so on. So usually that 0.05 we forget it because it's so small. Times 10 to the minus 23 joules energy unit per degree Kelvin. Of course we are talking about absolute temperature from absolute zero measured in degrees Kelvin. How much power do we really have in a practical case? Koliko moći imamo u praktičnom primjeru? Koliko je ta stvar velikosten razred? Koliko je, ne? Na praktičan velikosten razred je da je temperatura okolce približno 290 Kelvina. So the temperature, the room temperature is around 290 degrees Kelvin. This is approximately 17 degrees centigrade. To je tista običajni primjer, s katerim imamo opravka. Ne? No, in dostikrat mi bomo imeli opravka, zdaj koliko je to Kb krat T nič. So, on many occasions we'll have to work with this product, Kb times T0 or T environment. Če pomnožimo te stvari, pridemo, da tukaj je tu približno, ne? 290 krat 1,3 približno 400, 4 krat 10 na minus 21 džulov. Ne? No, nekateri ljudje pišejo tudi tukaj, so some people don't like these units, they write this thing like this, so 1.38. times 10 to the minus 23, watts per hertz per Kelvin. Watts per hertz is joules. So this may be also written as 4 times 10 to the minus 21, watts per hertz. Zdaj, če pretvorimo to stvar v decibele, so converting these things to decibels, to dBm. dBm is a power unit, so power in dBm. Je desetkrat logaritem desetiški naše moči deljeno z enim milivatom. Ne? So, frequently engineers will express power in dBm, in logarithmic units. dBms per milliwatt. And the dBm unit is 10 times logarithm, with the base of 10, of the power divided by 1 milliwatt. No, in če tu je stvar pretvormo, zdaj tukaj gor, ne, ta kb krat tenič, se pravi, desetkrat logaritem desetiški od kb tenič, ne, ta stvar je zdaj minus 1,74 dBm na herc. Ne? So, converted to logarithmic units, this is add 1 milliwatt. 1 milliwatt is 10 to the minus 3 watts. Se pravi, 1 milliwatt je 10 na minus 30 wattov, iz 10 na minus 21 rata 10 na minus 18, če bi pisali tukaj milliwattov, ne? Tukaj je, če tu napišem, je 4 krat 10 na minus 18 milivatov na herc. Ne? Tako da imamo iste merske enote. So here's the same unit here and here. Minus 18 is minus 180 and times 4, 4 is 6 decibels. So minus 180 plus 6 is 174. This is where this constant comes. Tu so take številke, ki se jih velja zapomniti za računanje na palcu in tudi za računanje kebretočne. So this number, these numbers, both this one, the Boltzmann constant, and this number here, the Boltzmann constant, times the zero, this is something to remember. To remember for all our calculations we are doing. Koliko je zdaj ta enota, tukaj je malo nesramno napisano, ne? dBm na herc, ne, dBm so logaritmske enote, ne moram deliti s herce, lahko bi s herce odštevil tukaj, ne, so, this dBm per herc is not correctly written, this is an ugly unit, because dBm is a logarithmic unit, we cannot divide it by herc. This is not correct. But people are using this marking, and I'm just trying to use the same units everyone is using, but this is not mathematically, this is a disaster. Matematično to je katastrofa, da jeste zračunali logaritem in potem z nekaj delim. Ne? Ne morate, bi moral odšteti, deljenje se mora pretvoriti v odštevanje. Ne? Ampak jaz sem pravim, kako ljudje pišejo te stvari. Ne? No, kakšen je zdaj primer, koliko je te moči? Ne? Toliko za en preprost primer, da naredimo. So, let's make a simple example to see how much power we are dealing about. And GSM phone has a bandwidth of 200 kHz. Koliko je zdaj tu moči, ne? Lahko zračunamo, koliko je ta moč, šuma. So let's compute the power in the GSM, power of noise in the GSM phone. Is bandwidth times kb times t0. Tako pomnožimo, ne? To je 2 krat 10 na 5 Hz, ne? Krat, tukaj imam, da 4 krat 10 na minus 21 vatov na Hz, ne? Je ta stvar tukaj enaka, 10 na 5, 10 na minus 21, ne? Je tu 10 na minus 16, 8 krat, ne? 8 krat 10 na minus 16, vatov, ne? To je moč šuma na vhodnih sponkah telefona, če bi tja preklopili breme, ki ima, če bi toliko anteno ali pa breme, ki ima temperaturo na sobni temperaturi, ne? So, the input noise power of a resistor, as seen by a GSM phone, this input power radiated by a resistor is 8 times 10 to the minus 16 watts. Lahko zračunamo isto stvar v decibelih, ne? V decibelih, lahko tu pasovno širino zapišemo v decibelih, ne? Tu je zdaj pol decibelih je 10 tisoč. 100 tisoč je 50, pa krat 2 je 53, ne? 53 decibeli krat herc tukaj, ne? In zdaj moč šuma v dBm, ne? Je zdaj dBm tukaj, ne? Je zdaj pasovna širina v decibeli krat herc, ne? In tukaj, ne? So multiplication becomes summation. Well, copy to decibels. In ta KB T0, ne, v dBm na hertz, ne. In zdaj tu je plus 53, ne, decibelu krat hertz, ne, in tukaj še minus 1,74, ne, dBm na hertz, ne, in tu je skupaj, če tu seštejem, zdaj tu je minus 144 plus 50 je minus 124 in minus 121, ne? Minus 1, 2, 1, dBm, ne? Če smo tu zračunali v decibelih, ne? Lahko tudi preverimo, zdaj, če damo to moč samo enačbo, lahko preverimo, da enaka moč dobimo. Ne? Kakšno je zahtevano razmerje signal šum glede na to moč? No, bomo videli, malo še kasneje bomo videli. So we are going to see later on what is the required signal to noise ratio. Ne? Where does our noise comes both from the receiver and from the antenna? If we have no interference. Brez moten, še zmeraj imamo šum, ki je antena in šum, ki ga dobi sprejemnik. Zdaj, odkot pride šum v tem primeru? Ne? Kakšne so številke tukaj, ne? Jaz imam mojo anteno in ta antena v ozadju vidi eno črno telo. Še ne boje črno, ne, ozadje. In to črno telo se praktično obnaša kot nek upor, ne? Na neki temperaturi antene. Če imam tukaj jaz zdaj brezizgubno anteno, ki skoristko mi je ena, ne? In ta antena zdaj gre na moj sprejemnik tukaj, ne? Ki ima neko temperaturo, dodaje neko svojo temperaturo sprejemnika. Ne? Jasno, črno ozadje seva toplotni šum. Ne? So what happens in a radio link where the noise comes from? There is some thermal noise being generated directly inside the receiver. We cannot do nothing about that. We can only build a better receiver with better devices. There is also noise collected by the antenna. Where this noise comes from? The antenna with its radiation pattern. So high generation is not antenna. Vidi v daljavi prej razslednje kot črno telo. Če tisto telo ni črno, se bo pač odbijo zrcalno nego drugo črno telo noter. Ne? In ona vidi ta upor tukaj noter, ta upor vidi tukaj noter te ovirnje. So the antenna with this radiation pattern sees some environment. That environment may not be a real black body, may reflect something. But if the environment is reflecting, some other black body is certainly going to mirror in that reflecting surface. So we are going, in all conditions, we are always going to see somewhere there will be a black body. And this black body is really the resistor here, that's generating the noise power. This resistor may be a real resistor with two wires, with two terminals. Maybe a resistor embedded in a black body, and that black body is seen by the antenna. If the antenna has perfect efficiency, so efficiency 1 here, so pravi, če ima antena brezhibno, brezhiben izkoristek, so pravi, izkoristek 1, antena sama po sebi čisto nič ne šumi. Pač pa antena, temperatura antene imenujemo samo, kaj antena vidi. So, with the term antenna temperature, we mean what the antenna actually sees with its radiation pattern. If the antenna is a perfect antenna, a lossless device, it cannot generate any power. It is just transforming here the coaxial mode or twisted pair mode into a free space mode and sees the resistors embedded in the black body somewhere, maybe really far away from us. Questa sfera no, è lui daleko proč od nas. Ne? No, če pogledamo zdaj, koliko je lahko temperatura antene. So, what this antenna temperature can be? Depends always on the black body with heat. Zmerim je odvisno od tega, kakšno temperaturo imamo. No, in jaz bom tukaj skušal narisati logaritemsko skalo za frekvenco, da bomo več videli. Recimo, štartamo pri 1 MHz. 10 MHz, 100 MHz, 1 GHz, 10 GHz, 100 GHz, 1 THz, 10 THz. Rišemo logaritmsko skalo za frekvenco, da bo več stalovljeni slikci. In tukaj rišemo tudi logaritmsko skalo temperature. Ne? Imamo tukaj recimo 1 Kelvin, 10 Kelvina, 100 Kelvina, 1000 Kelvina, 10 na 4 Kelvina, 10 na 5 Kelvina, 10 na 6 Kelvina. Kakšni so zdaj, kakšne velikostne razrede temperature? Ne? No, tukaj jaz si lahko takoj narišem, kakor pomagalo, ne? Si lahko narišem tistih naših 290 Kelvinov. Ne? Naših 290 Kelvinov, če imamo stvari na Zemlji, je bile stvari tukaj, ne? Se pravi tukaj. Ja? 290 Kelvinov. If we are on Earth, then 290 Kelvin is the temperature we usually see. We cannot deviate much about this. In winter we have 5% less, and in summer we have 5% more. But there's no big deal here. Se pravi, tukaj, od teh 290 Kelvin, tukaj, če so zemeljske tarče, nikakšne velike razlike. Po zimi imamo 5% manj in po leti imamo 5% več. Ampak zdaj ne bo konc sveta, če jaz napišem tukaj. Pač pa nebo se tukaj obnaša zelo, zelo drugače. The sky here behaves in a quite different way. Skušam zdaj narisati v merilu, ne? Se pravi, dosežemo nekje tukaj tako, ne? Če rešem tukaj. Se pravi, če rišem tukaj nebo, ne? Kakšno temperaturo ima? No in kakšna temperatura neba? Temperatura neba je zelo visoka pri nizkih frekvencah. In sicer pri 100 MHz je tu velikosten razred 1000 Kelvinov, ne? Per 10 MHz je to 100 tisoč Kelvinov in tu so v glavnem nebesni izvori. Se pravi, tukaj je galaktični šelj. At low frequencies, sky noise is mainly dominated by galactic noise. In the sky we have several quite dangerous places. There is a massive black hole in the center of our galaxy, Sagittarius A. That's a powerful radio source, and there are many other neutron stars that also radiate huge amounts of radio frequency energy, but at low frequency. This noise approximately decreases with the square of the frequency. So 10 times the frequency, we have 10 times the frequency, we have approximately, we have 100 times less noise. This noise is very powerful at low frequency. There is not much energy included because we integrate over small bandwidth at low frequency. Se pravi, galaktičen šum izhaja, odkud izhaja, iz izredno izmočnih izvorov, nebesnih izvorov, ki so v glavnem v ravni naše galaksije, tam se največ stvari kuhajo. Ne? En tak zelo velik izvor je središče galaksije, ogromna črna luknja, v kateri, okoli katere se vrti cela galaksija, na nebesu je tu Sagittarius A zvezda, o zvezde strelca Sagittarius. So še drugi močni izvori, rečemo Labot, Cassiopeia in tako naprej, so the Cygnus constellation, the Cassiopeia constellation have very powerful radio sources that raise our toliko za primerjavo, če smo v ravnini galaksije, smo tukaj, in dobimo skoraj 10-krat manj, we get 10 times less noise if we are at right angle to the galactic plane. But this is of little use because our antennas at low frequencies receive power from all directions. Se pravi, per nizki frekvenci bi dobili 10-krat manj, no, ne 100-krat, 10-krat. So 10 times, not 100, I wrote here, I drew the wrong, this is not really to scale. We get 10 times less, approximately 10 times less, if we go at right angle to the galactic plane. So here, this would be the right plane. So if you are at right angle to the galactic plane, we get much less noise, but usually at low frequencies we have no choice. We do not have so much directional antennas that we could avoid the powerful noise sources in the galaxy. Ta šum je tudi Karel Jansky odkril leta 1932, ker mu je dala per Bellova telefonske kompanije so mu dali nalogo ne razišče šume in on je ugotovil pa, da iz vesolja prihaja en šum, ampak ni vedel, za kaj gre. Ne? So this was, noise was actually, the galactic noise was actually discovered by Karel Jansky back in 1932. He was an employee of the Bell Telephone Company and he was making research on signal-to-noise ratio. What is the achievable signal-to-noise ratio in a radio link, and he found that some noise was actually tracking something up there in the sky, but he didn't know what it was. Gremo naprej. Kaj postane tukaj gor? Tukaj gor imamo mi, na gornjem kraju, postane naše ozračje neprozorno. So here you have absorption. In kot je ta absorpcija? Ja, so različni sestavni deli ozračja. Recimo, kisikova črta tukaj, the oxygen molecule has at approximately 60 GHz, has an absorption of 14 dB per kilometer. The water vapor absorption line is at 22 GHz, but this is very small, it's 0.2 dB per kilometer. The next absorption one is the second harmonic of oxygen at 120 GHz is about 5 dB per kilometer. So, per tek, kada gremo na višje mikrovalovne frekvence, je tukaj cela vrta sestavin ozračja, ima molekule, imajo svoje rezonance, In ozračje ni več prosojeno, imamo absorpcijo v ozračju. Se pravi, tukaj je naša radijska zveza kot omejena, ta enačba ne drži več. So we can no longer use here the Friis equation because we have a lossy media in between our antenna. These losses above at 1 terahertz in the region up here, we have an absorption of approximately 1000 dB per kilometer. Up to the optical window. I'm not going to talk about optics here. Se pravi, ta absorpcija lahko naraste na frekvencah nad 300 GHz, lahko naraste tudi na 1000 decibel na kilometr. Ozračje je praktično neprozorno, tam je konc radio. So this is the end of radio. Radio does not go to infinite frequencies. Radio stops, at least on our planet, stops at approximately 100 GHz. We can go a little bit more, but the absorption becomes more and more, becomes larger and larger as we go forward. Of course, the little green men from Mars do not agree about that because Mars has a different atmosphere, has a different composition of the atmosphere. Things are different, but at least as long as we live on the Earth, we have to deal with these numbers. So, pravi, dokler smo na Zemlji, ne, se moramo sprijazniti s to številko de radijskih valov, ki je tukaj konec. Ne. Let's make an end of radio. So radio is here. Dobro, Marsovci se s tem ne strinjujemo, Venuzijanci še meni, ne, tako da na drugih planetih imajo drugačno ozračje, ki imajo drugačne absorpcijske črte, ampak dokler živimo na Zemlji, se moramo s tem sprijazniti. Ne. Kaj je vmes? No, še ena stvar bi lahko tukaj povedal. Tukaj bi lahko dodal še to, če bi narisal eno črto tukaj. Tukaj začne že za naši življenj. So at higher frequencies, the Rayleigh Jeans approximation is no longer valid. We have quantum noise here. Due to the finite size of the photons, photons become larger and larger, become heavier and heavier as we increase the frequencies. But we are not interested in quantum noise here because it's not a factor in radio communication. Kvantni šum ni, to ni stvar radijske komunikacije, nas ne zanima. Je pomembno v optiki. Quantum noise is important in optics, but in radio communication it's not important. We have yet another effect. We have here at 2.7 Kelvin. Per 2.7 Kelvin imamo šum, ki prihaja iz vseh strani. Ne? So at 2.7 Kelvin noise is coming from all directions in space. Od kod pride ta šum? Ta šum pride izpred 15 milijard let, kada so Marce razstrelili vesolje. Ne? So this 2.7 Kelvin comes from 15 billion years ago. Still the echo of the explosion when some foolish man blew up the universe. And they caused a terrible explosion. Če prištejemo vse skupaj zraven, tukaj noter imamo nekje temperaturo, nekje 5 tja do 10 Kelvinov, odvisno kam smo obrnjeni z tih nekaj malih zvezdic v vesolju, na nošče se vas. So in the range in between, we may have 5 to 10 Kelvin. Kakšni so zdaj naši velikostni razredi? So what are the orders of magnitude? Dokler smo na Zemlji, pa gleda naša antena, gleda v ovire na Zemlji. So as long as we are on the Earth, and our antenna is pointed towards obstacles on the ground, a very absorptive obstacles are pine trees. So smreke so zelo dobra ovirane. Smreke imajo odbojnost praktično enako nič. So, pine trees have a reflectivity of almost zero. If you need a black body, turn your antenna into a pine tree. Računi so preprosti. Z antene dobimo 290 Kelvin. Takoj, ko se pogovarjamo o vesolju, so stvari drugačne. V vesolju imamo lahko dosti več šuma ali pa dosti manj šuma. Ne? No, če pogledamo malo zgodovino, tisto zgodovino radijskih sprejemnikov izpred 50-ih let, od vaše stare mame, ne? Tisti radijskih sprejemnikov so bili za srednji val, za kratki val, so bili za nizke frekvence. Niso imeli kaj dosti elektron, ker tam ni imelo smisla vajačevati. Jaz sem imel tam ful šuma iz nebaja pobjelnih sprejemnikov. So, if we look in history back, the radio receiver of your grandmother or grandfather was for medium wave or short wave communication, so 1 megahertz or 10 megahertz. At 1 megahertz or 10 megahertz we have a huge amount of sky noise coming from the galaxy. It does not make sense to make any very sensitive receivers because noise is dominated by the antenna. Tukaj večino šuma proizvaja antenna. Doprinese antene, so v tem računu, je ta šum poglaviten šum, ker imamo take možne izvore šuma. We have the opposite situation in satellite communications. Pri satelitskih zvezdah imamo ravno obraten primer. Pri satelitskih zvezdah smo tukaj noter, ne? Pri satelitskih zvezdah imamo lahko izredno nizko temperaturo šuma antene, če je ta antena obrnena nekomu nebo in če nam slučajno zadej ne pride sonce, ne? So at much higher frequencies in the microwave region, we have extremely low antenna noise temperature. And in that case, it may be the receiver that's dominating, the receiver noise that is dominating the noise in the receiver. Of course, now we have to make some calculations to calculate how much noise do we get from us. Če gremo nazaj na GSM telefon, ne? Za GSM telefon smirno smemo reči, da je temperatura antene približno 290 Kelvinov in temperatura sprejemnika tudi 290 Kelvinov. So for a GSM phone, we may say that the antenna noise temperature is 290 Kelvin. The GSM phone has a non-directional antenna. And also the receiver is not the best one because we are not working on that. We have other limits for the receiver, other performance limits we will see later on in these lectures. So we do not have the best noise temperature. So what is the result, net result for the GSM phone? The GSM phone, we have an overall noise temperature, se pravi skupno temperaturo šuma, imamo tukaj 580 Kelvinov, ne? Kar pomeni skupno šumno moč, so the noise power will be twice this figure. Dvakrat, 1,6 krat 10, če ga gram zračunati, krat 10 na minus 15 vata, oziroma ta šumna moč bo v dBm, ne? Če pretvorim v dBm, bo zdaj minus 118 dBm. Ne? So about the figures for a GSM phone that sees the ambient temperature of obstacles like pine trees, and sees the frequency is 900 megahertz. Smo tukaj, ne? Gledamo telefon, smo tukaj, ne? Tukaj. Kaj ste ga vidimo? Vidimo, koliko šumne moči je, no? Koliko zahtevamo razmerje signal šum? Razmerje signal šum, ki ga potrebujemo, je približno 10, ne? Kar je 10 decibelov. Ne? Z tega sledi, da jaz potrebujem moč signala v velikostnem razredu 1,6 krat 10 na minus 14 vata, oziroma moč signala v dBm približno minus 108 dBm. Ne? So here we see the sensitivity of the GSM phone. The GSM phone to operate with QPSK modulation, what it has, requires a signal noise ratio of about 10. So we need the signal power 10 times larger than this one, so minus 108 dBm, or 1.6 times 10 to the minus 4 watts. That are figures for the GSM. Seveda, mi bomo morali zdaj znati te stvari izračunati. In kako zdaj stvari računamo? Ja. Nekaj, kar sem jaz tukaj že privzel, sem privzel tudi, da je ta šumna temperatura vedno vezana na vhodne sponke sprijemnika in ta naš sprijemnik ima neko ojačanje, G, in neko pasovno širino B. Se pravi, so, to describe my receiver, I always said that we have a gain that's much larger than unity, so we need not to bother about thermal noise at the output, and it has a certain bandwidth, the bandwidth was 200 kHz for the GSM probe. To smo prevzeli za sprijemnik, da pač. Kako opisujemo šumne lastnosti sprijemnika? Mi šum opisujemo z merom na izhodnih sponkah. Tukaj merimo razmerje signal šum. So, the signal-to-noise ratio is always measured at the output of the receiver.
But we always reference the noise power to the input. Šumno moč vedno preračunamo na vhodne sponke, zakaj? Zato, ker to ojačenje lahko dosti večje kot ena. Ne? So the reason why to reference the noise power always the input of the amplifier.
Because this gain of this receiver may be very, very large. This may be 120 dB. This is 10 to the 12th power. Now here it's very difficult to see subtle differences. This noise will only appear at the output, the receiver noise. But we reference this output power as an equivalent noise temperature at the input. Se pravi, mi zmerom preračunamo šumno moč, ki jo vidimo samo na izhodu. Šumno moč vidimo, kar so tukaj notri ojačevalniki, kar šumijo, vidimo to samo na izhodu. Ampak zaradi tega visokega ojačanja rajši preračunamo na vhodne sponke, ker bo to sem stvari dosti lažje računati, dosti lažje uživati. Ne? No in zdaj, kako je naš sprijemnik narejen noter? Ne? Mi smo rekli, da naš sprijemnik je antena nekje, ne? In ta antena vidi neko temperaturo antene, bo nalaz, tako povedo, da antena vidi, je brezizgubna in zdaj imam tukaj lahko ojačevalnik, imam lahko pasovno sito, ne, če je tu sprijemnik, ne? Imam lahko spet ojačevalnik, spet pasovno sito, in tako naprej. In zdaj, ojačevalniki ima ojačenje G1, G2, in tako naprej, ne? Pasovna sita ima pasovno širino B, koliko je naš sprijemnik, ne? Bomo videli, zakaj ramo, bomo videli še kasneje, zakaj ramo več pasovnih sit, ne? Ampak zdaj te ojačevalniki ima tudi vsak svojo šumno temperaturo. Ima ta tukaj, recimo, šumno temperaturo na vhodne sponke T1, ta tukaj ima šumno tu temperaturo T2 in tako naprej, tukaj bi imeli T3, tukaj gor bi imeli G3 naslednjo ojačevalnik. No, če jaz zdaj tak sprejemnik sestavim, ne bom risal, da je tukaj pasovnih sit, so I'm going to draw this receiver without the bandwidth. The bandwidth may be included in the single amplifier. I have a chain of 3 amplifiers that have gain 1, gain 2, gain 3. This one has temperature 1 at the input, this one has temperature 2, this one has temperature 3. And the antenna sees a target with a temperature T antenna. What is the noise power at the output? Kakšna je izhodna šumna moč na koncu takšne verige? Če imajo vsi tej tudi svojo pasovno širino enako B, ne? So all have the same bandwidth. Like you, it's normal for receivers. Lahko gremo zdaj izračunati, ne? Koliko tu je. In sicer, ta moč na izhodu, moč šuma out, ne? Je zdaj. Antena, šum antene se ojača tukaj, se ojača tukaj, se ojača tukaj. So, it's, je G1 krat G2 krat G3, vse te ojačevalne stopnje, pasovna širina, Boltzmannova konstanta, temperatura antene. Ne? The contribution of the antenna is amplified here, is amplified here, is amplified here. Okay, all three amplifiers. Pri sfere prve stopnje se tudi ojača vse tri. The contribution of the first stage is also amplified by all three amplified stages. Pasovna širina, Boltzmannova konstanta, temperatura prve stopnje, ne? Preračunana na vhodne stopnje. Ne? In zdaj pa druga stopnja se šum njen ne ojačuje v prvi stopnji. So the difference now has come because the noise of the second stage, though it's referenced at its input of the second stage, is not being amplified by the first stage. So the second stage only has G2 and G3, the gains of the second and third stage, times bandwidth, times Boltzmann constant, times temperature 2. Ne? No, in temperatura tretje stopnje ne, se ojačuje samo ojačevalnik v tretju, ki je samo G3, ne? Pasovna širina, Boltzmannova konstanta, temperatura tretje stopnje. Na ta način bi izračunali, koliko je šuma zdaj na izhodu verige, če imamo za vsak ojačevalnik preračunan njegov lastni šum na njegove vhodne sponke. Ta ojačevalnik, ta šum ni prisoten na vhodnih sponkah. Ta šum se v resnici dodaja znotraj vsakega ojačevalnika. So, this noise actually is not present at the input of the amplifier. It is added somewhere inside the electronics of the amplifier. It's added to the signal. But we usually we specify amplifier by referencing its equivalent noise temperature at the input of the amplifier. No, če bi skušali zdaj za celo tako verigo, ne? So if we try to recalculate the noise temperature at the input, če skušamo preračunati vhodne sponke, p na in, ne? Je zdaj tu P na out, ne, deljeno z G1, G2, G3. Ne. Se pravi, če trying to recalculate the noise power at the input connector of the receiver, we have to divide the output noise power by the gain of all three stages. Kaj dobimo tukaj? Dobimo B krat Boltzmannova konstanta. So I can this term B times Boltzmann constant present with all in all terms, so put it out. Imamo temperaturo antene, imamo temperatura prve stopnje, ampak pri drugi stopnji mi manjka G1, se pravi moram deliti G1. Ne? In pri tretji stopnji mi manjka G1 in mi manjka G2. So with the second stage, I miss the term G1 here, so G1 remains in the denominator. And the third term, I miss G1 and G2, so G1 and G2 have to remain in the denominator. Kaj vidimo zdaj tukaj za naše šumne lastnosti, ne? Ker jaz lahko rečem, da zdaj razmerje signal šum, ne? Bo pa razmerje signal šum, ne? Bo pa zdaj P signala na vhodu, če imamo tukaj gor P signala. So we have a signal power at the input of the receiver, divided by P noise at the input. Ne? So, and this same signal noise ratio will be maintained from here to here. Here it's only fiction, because we do not have this power anywhere. Here it is real, it becomes real at the output. Kaj lahko vidimo zdaj tukaj, da če razumno računamo razmerje signala šum, lahko bi ga računal tukaj, ne, ker tukaj imam moč signala na izhodu. G1, G2, G3 moč signala. Ne. Lahko ga računam tukaj na izhodu, pa se mi G1, G2, G3 pokrajša. Lahko pa preprosto preračunam vse na vhodne sponke. In kaj zdaj vidim? Odkot prihaja šum? Šum prihaja v glavnem iz antene in iz prve stopnje. So here I see that noise mainly comes from the antenna and from the first stage. We have much less noise contribution from the second stage. Why? Because the second stage, the noise of the second stage is not being amplified by the first stage. And we have even less contribution from the third stage because the noise of the third stage is not amplified by stages 1 and 2. So, ostale stopnje doprinesi bistveno, bistveno manj šuma. Ne? No, zdaj ena taka zaključki, ki jih lahko tukaj ven potegnemo, so to try some progress. Kakor zaključek bomo pogledali, koliko je šumna temperatura cele sprejemne verige. Ne? Ne? Se pravi, če imam tako antena, antena, predizgubna, vidi temperaturo antene tukaj, ne? Tukaj imam G1, T1, G2, T2, ne? G3, T3, ne? No in zdaj skušam celoten sprejemnik nadomestiti z enim nadomestnim sprejemnikom. So I'm trying to replace the whole receiver with an equivalent circuit. Kaj lahko rečem za nadomestnega? Jasno, ojačen je produkt vseh ojačen. So the amplification is the product. This is power gain, what I'm talking here. To je močnostno ojačenje, ne? Vse, ne? In navidezna temperatura sprejemnika tukaj je zdaj temperatura prve stopne in temperatura druge stopne deljeno z ojačenjem prve stopne in temperatura tretje stopne deljeno z ojačenjem prve in druge stopne. In če bi imel recimo temperatura, if I had a fourth stage, divided all three stages preceding, G1, G2, in pice, ne? Če bi imel še četrto. So if I had a fourth stage, ali kar sačne izpraši? Na ta način bi mi lahko preračunali, koliko šuma proizvaja sprejemnik. Nekoliko šumi sprejemnik, kjer je jasno najbolj pomembni prispevki so temperatura 1, ne? Ker potem naša celotna temperatura bo temperatura antene in temperatura sprejemnika. Ta tukaj dole, ne? Na ta način lahko stvari preračunamo. Zdaj lahko naredimo tukaj en zgled, ne? So let's make a typical example. Da jaz imam tranzistorje, ki imajo ojačanje, recimo 10 decibelov, in imajo temperaturo črtica 200 kelvinov. So my manufacturer is supplying me with transistors, that each transistor has a noise temperature of 200 Kelvin and a gain of 10 dB. Huh? Pa dejmo, ja, dobro, vredno. Koliko je zdaj, kakšno zdaj, iz takih transistorja lahko naredim neskončno verigo. So with this transistor I'm trying to build a very long chain, maybe an infinite chain for my receiver, that each of one has GT prime and T prime. And all of them are identical. I bought all the same transistors. So, sprejemnik gradil iz enakih transistorjev in so tu sestavo skupaj. Ne? Kakšne so zdaj lastnosti te verige? Kakšna je zdaj naša temperatura sprejemnika tukaj? Je temperatura črtica in temperatura črtica deljeno z G črtica in to je prva stopnja, druga stopnja, tretja stopnja ima G črtica na kvadrat in četrta stopnja ima T črtica z G črtica na tretjo potenco in pikce, ne? So building an infinite chain of identical transistors, as an example, usually transistors are similar. I'm not trying to buy different transistors. If I buy different, I buy the best one for the first stage. Ce faci cu vender hai mu dau najbolji transistor za prvo stavljeno, ne? Najbolj verjetno, da je en proces tehnološki mi omogoča nedoločen transistor, in tukaj zdaj izračunam. Kaj lahko tukaj izračunam zdaj? Ne zanima me temperatura celotnega sprijemnika, koliko občutljiv sprijemnik bom uspel narediti. Ne? So this temperature of an infinite chain is a very good measure of how good is my receiver going to be, what is going to be the noise temperature of this receiver. Zdaj lahko poskušamo sešteti to vrsto, ne? To vrsto, da se pravi, pišem ta črtica, pa pišem ena in ena z g črtica in ena z g črtica kvadrat in ena z g črtica na tretjo in pikce, ne? In poskušam zdaj sešteti to vrsto, ne? No, kako lahko to vrsto seštejem? To vrsto lahko seštejem, da napišem, da tu je zdaj ta črtica krat ena, ena manj, manj, ena z g črtica na n, če imam n stopen, ena z g črtica. Ne? So, trying to sum such a series of n stages, če je tukaj na, ne brez črtica. I get this result if I sum the series. Now, if n is large, je ta stvar približno temperatura črtica deljeno z ena manj ena z g črtica. Ne? No, in tu lahko zdaj izračunam. Zdaj, če vzamem tukaj, zdaj temperatura sprijemnika bo zdaj. Imam 200 kelvinov. Ena manj ena desetina. Ne? Ker v linearnih enotah 10 decibelov enak 10. So, I have to use linear units here for gain, not decibels. But 10 decibels is ratio of 10, so. This is the only point where linear units get the same as decibels. Ne? In skušam tu zračunati, ne? No in tu zdaj je 200 kelvinov deljeno z 9 desetin, ne? Kar znese 222 kelvinov. In teh 222 kelvinov zdaj numerodajno merilo, koliko dobri te transistori so, če iz njih zredim dobro verigo. Ker transistor lahko sicer malo šumi, ampak če ima malo ojačene, bojo naslednje stopnje prinesle več. So this temperature of an infinite chain is a good measure of how good my transistors are. Some transistors may produce little noise, but if they have little gain, then the second stage will contribute a lot. If the transistor has lots of gain, then they have no contribution of the second and following stages. Tu je zdaj o šumu vse. So this is everything I can tell you about noise. Pod pogojem, da so ljudje pametni. So I could finish my talk here for today about noise. We told everything about noise. If people were clever, the problem is that people are stupid. Problem je, ker ljudje so neumni. In so zmislili se eno neumno mirsko enoto, ki se ji reče šumno število. So, people are stupid. They invented a stupid unit for measuring noise called a noise figure. This is a real disaster. And that's the reason why we need another 2 hours today. To discuss the stupid thing. But this is stupid. All the correct theory is here. We need just another 2 hours to discuss the stupid part of the theory. Not the clever part. You will see what is wrong. The real problem with the stupid theory is that it is reported in all textbooks. And 99% of the textbooks, the guy that wrote the textbook got it wrong. He didn't understand the problem and wrote the wrong thing in the textbook. And that's a real disaster. To je res problem, ker večina ljudi, ki je pisala knjige, ni razumela nič o šumu, ni razumela tega, kar smo tukaj pisali. In ker so dobili šumno število, so nekaj motovili in naredili ven tako štalo, da glava boli. Tako da tu moramo dogovora pogledati.